Collectors, let's talk about the real villain in your collection. It's not Dr. Doom, it's the dreaded box stack. You know the one, piles of sagging boxes, and the issue you need is always in the bottom box. When you lift, you pray your spine survives. If your comic boxes are stacked like a game of Jenga, it's time for Drawer Boxes, the easy access storage solution from CollectionDrawer.com. Drawer Boxes are stackable up to 6 high, but you don't have to unstack anything to get inside. Just slide out the drawer and you're opening a treasure chest of comic glory. And just like any file cabinet drawer, they'll hang open on the own while you peruse your collection, thanks to their patented box locks box anchors that secure each unit so that they won't tip. Worried about a drawer slipping out and dumping that near mint run of Ultimate Spider-Man on the floor? Not a chance, but their patented locking tabs that keep drawers securely locked into their shell until you're ready to remove them. Let's talk box sort upright dividers. They keep your comics standing tall, sorted by title, issue, era, whatever you like, and make it easy to file. No more leaning stacks causing spine cracks. So ditch the lifting, ditch the chaos. Drawer boxes turn your collection into a library, not a workout. Visit CollectionDrawer.com and start enjoying your collection today. Doesn't your first Deadpool appearance deserve better than being buried in a cardboard coffin?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Archie takes on Army of Darkness. Canadian schools remove graphic novels. Spawn the Dark Ages returns. This is Comic Book Club News for September 3rd, 2025. Archie Comics is in a crossover renaissance thanks to the one-shot Archie Meets Jay and Silent Bob, which introduced the Riverdale teens to Kevin Smith's creations, and Archie vs. Minor Threats, a currently running miniseries pitting them against Patton Oswalt and Jordan Bloom's C-tier supervillains. Well, get ready for the hat trick, as Archie and Dynamite have announced an upcoming crossover between Archie and Army of Darkness. This isn't the first time the two publishers have crossed over. Previously, they released a 12-issue long crossover between Betty and Veronica and Red Sonja and Vampirella. And while there were no further details released about this upcoming crossover, including creative team on the book, issue count, release date, or even the actual title, Dynamite does promise that this is, quote, the first in a series of crossovers, calling it part of a new multi-title deal for a slate of blockbuster pop culture collaborations. Cool. This also comes at an interesting time for both publishers. While Dynamite is reportedly struggling thanks to an ongoing situation with the bankrupt Diamond Comics distributors, Archie Comics has also reportedly been seeing some issues, or lack thereof, including declining release of their classic digest editions. However, things seem to be turning around as Archie recently announced a movie adaptation from writer Tom King, and there's a rumored Disney Plus adaptation of Afterlife with Archie as well. In the latest case of mass book banning, Edmonton Public Schools in Canada will reportedly remove 200 books, including several graphic novels. The news comes from Bleeding Cool via the CBC, per a memo from the schools, which states that, quote, following a division review process, the following books have been identified as containing explicit sexual content. As usual with these sorts of bans, beyond YA books by John Green, and classics like The Handmaid's Tale, Brave New World, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and Perks of Being a Wallflower, all being pulled, the sexual content, in many cases, seems to be referring to LGBTQ+ subject matter. That includes Genderqueer, the Oni Press graphic novel frequently listed as the most banned book in America, as well as Saga, Watchmen, Fun Home, Blankets, Preacher, and bizarrely, only the 8th volume of Giant Days. The Canadian government is currently reviewing the list, though it has stated it will make changes based on developmental levels if necessary. It's up to the Edmonton Public School Board to make the final decisions. Spawn the Dark Ages, the old-timey armored Spawn who would really like to balance your humors with leeches, is back. And even better, the title will come from writer, artist, inker, and colorist Liam Sharp. Said Sharp via press release, quote, "Returning to Spawn the Dark Ages after so long has been a wild and wonderful ride. I wanted to create something truly unique that didn't require any former knowledge of Spawn or the Dark Ages in general. The new story will focus on the Devil's Spawn, the master of the Wild Hunt, as a newly crowned king seeks him out to save his kingdom. Spawn the Dark Ages number 1 will hit stores on October 8th. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. CBC meaning Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, not Comic Book Club, just to clarify. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.